USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country, telling voters in Atlanta this week that he was shown polling data which encouraged him to run.
I beat both President Trump and President Biden among young people under 45 years of age, and I beat them in among independents, which is now the biggest political party. And so, and I still have 10 months to the election, so I feel, you know, I feel very optimistic about it. Where we're headed.
RFK Jr. spoke to the Black Information Network this week. The central U.S. set to get hit with more bitter cold temps. Forecasters at the National Weather Service say another Arctic cold front will move into the U.S. starting today. New reporting now finds Latin drug cartels continue using kids and teenagers to smuggle immigrants into the U.S.
Heading into the Air Force Base.
Your hands out the window!
It's video captured from a recent border chase near the Texas town of Del Rio. State troopers encountered a pickup filled with illegal immigrants. The perpetrators, two teenage boys, were paid to smuggle them into the country. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Newly released 911 recordings are shedding new light on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization and raising more suspicion about a cover-up at the Pentagon. An aide to Austin, who made a 911 call to request an ambulance for the defense chief January 1st, reportedly requested that dispatchers make efforts to be subtle when paramedics arrive for transport. An audio recording and transcript of the call was obtained by the Daily Beast about why it took several days to inform President Biden and Congress about his emergency hospital visit. Austin's hospitalization came as the result of complications from surgery for prostate cancer. As war between Israel and Hamas triggers smaller clashes across the Middle East region, the U.S. and U.K. continue combating Houthi militants in Yemen who've been attacking international shipping in the Red Sea for months.
Is the risk of doing nothing greater than the risk of doing these strikes, which could, in theory at least, lead to some further escalation?
Former U.K. National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. Mark Lyle Grant, the U.S. says it shot down a Houthi rebel missile fired at a U.S. warship this week. Jason Kelce, the star Philadelphia Eagles center, is reportedly retiring. ESPN reports Kelce told teammates after a tough loss in the wild card round of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week that he plans to hang up his cleats. He would finish his career with one Super Bowl title and as a seven-time Pro Bowler. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.